with SRN News. I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A group of seven summit has opened in Italy. The country's premier, Giorgia Meloni, welcomed the G7 leaders and formally opened their closed-door talks today. Also on SRNnews.com, Merrick Garland has become the third attorney general in U.S. history to be held in contempt of Congress. House Republicans moved yesterday to punish the Justice Department for refusing to turn over audio related to President Biden's handling of classified documents. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan tells reporters the special counsel provided the motive and method of a crime, but recommended not to prosecute.
So we have motive, an $8 million motive. We have the elements of the crime, knowingly keeping, knowingly disclosing, giving that information to someone who wasn't allowed to get it. We have all that, and yet the special counsel said he would not recommend charges for President Biden.
The final vote was 216 to 207. Donald Trump is making a triumphant return to Capitol Hill to meet with House and Senate Republicans for the first time since the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he and his GOP colleagues are looking forward to meeting with Mr. Trump.
We're excited to welcome the President Trump back. He'll be meeting with the Senate Republicans, of course, after he has a breakfast with us. And there's high anticipation here and great excitement.
The former president is expected to visit House and then Senate Republican campaign headquarters near the Capitol to discuss party priorities. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a boat-borne bomb attack against a commercial ship in the Red Sea, further escalating their campaign despite a U.S.-led effort to try to protect the vital waterway. Argentina Senate has begun all voting marathon on the detail of President Javier Milei's sweeping proposals to slash spending. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 115 points. This is SRN News. Another Canadian church burns.
This time it was St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto, virtually burned to the ground with a loss of priceless artwork and nearly 120 years of history. It's not clear what caused the blaze at St. Anne's, but 33 Canadian churches have been burnt down in the last 3 years, and most of those incidents have been classified as arson. About 70 other houses of worship have been vandalized in Canada during the same time period. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has struck down as unconstitutional a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle says the state went too far when it barred transgender minors from being prescribed hormonal treatments with their parents' permission. He also stopped the state from requiring that transgender adults only receive treatment from a doctor. This is SRN News. President Biden's new asylum crackdown at the border is being challenged in court.
Several immigrant advocacy groups are suing the Biden administration over the president's directive to stop asylum processing at the southern border once encounters with migrants reached 2,500 per day. It went into effect immediately because the latest figures were at about 4,000 daily. The groups call it legally indistinguishable from former President Trump's actions. It's the first test of the legality of Biden's crackdown, which came after months of internal White House deliberations and is designed in part to deflect political attacks against the president's handling of immigration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American industrial technology company has revived its work on a system to warn pilots if another aircraft might be on the runway they are using. Safety experts in the flying public are worried about a recent increase in close calls. More details at SRNnews.com.